Okay. My name is Andrea Allen, and I am 26 years old. And what year did I graduate? Good Lord, it'd be 3 years ago. I think about 3 years ago. So that would be 1980, I guess 1985, in the summer of 85.
From where?
From Western Michigan University. And I'm now working as a sales rep for Ralston Purina Company in the Lansing-Jackson area in Michigan.
Did you give your age?
Yes, I'm 26.
Okay. Did you have any expectations when you entered college? What were your dreams? What were your hopes?
Well, I think that my dreams were very vague. When I went into college, I wasn't too dreamy. I was going to college because it was time to go to college, and I didn't have as many dreams as I had things that I needed to get done at that time.
Why did you consider it time to go to college?
Because before I went to college, I had been working, and I couldn't get the kind of positions that I wanted without the college diploma and training.
What position did you want?
Well, at the time, I wanted to be able to be a manager of a restaurant that I had worked in for 4 years. And I was a supervisor and I was training people, but I couldn't officially be the manager because I just wasn't experienced enough in terms of school, relative to school.
When did you want to become a manager of a restaurant?
As I started working, when I worked there, I worked my way through the restaurant into a supervisory position, and there were some things that I wanted to do in that job, but I couldn't because I didn't have the authority. And so in order to really do what I wanted to do in terms of work in that job, I needed to be the manager.
When you went to college, is it safe to say that you knew why you were going to college, that you had a very clear goal in mind?
Well, I don't know if you want to say clear, but I knew that I had to go to college to get any kind of job that I would be satisfied with. And it didn't so much even matter necessarily what I was learning in college as much as I knew I needed that degree. That is not to say that I didn't have things that I wanted to learn about, but my objective when I got into college was to get the degree. And because then that almost thinking I need a degree, and when I have a degree, I would be able to get whatever job I wanted at that time. Do you know what I mean? And in 4 years, I could figure out what job I wanted.
How many years was it in between the time that you graduated from high school and the time that you entered Western?
It was about 3 to 3.5 years. And you know what I was just going to say? I think that the dream aspect, I did have a dream, and the dream was I wanted to be successful. Okay? I think if you really get it right down to it, I did have a dream. I wanted to be successful. And success at that time meant I wanted to have a job that I liked the position.
Successful in what way?
Well, that's what I mean. What was successful? Successful meant at that time it meant I wanted a good job that was giving me good money, that my parents respected, a job that my parents and peers respected me for having. I wanted to get married and have a family, and not all at one time, but I mean that is what to me success was.
You have said that you wanted a job that your parents respected, a job that would enable you to make money, but you have not said whether or not it would be important to actually like the job. What was, why, how does that factor in?
Well, I think just my expectations are always to do, in the job that I have, to do a job that I would like. I think I've always sort of held that. That there is, and I've been brought up that way too, that there is always something that you can do that you will like to do for the most part. And so I guess, I don't know. I mean, I guess that wasn't really ever a question. I wouldn't take a job that I didn't like. I just wouldn't do it.
Well, now, since you had been out of high school for 3 years before you went to college, you had acquired experiences which the people that you went to college with had not had. Did you feel a more or less mature than most of the freshmen at Western?
Yes, I think I
Can
felt
you talk a
very
little bit about that?
well. Yeah, first of all, you're referring to my having worked, and I lived on my own and supported myself for the most part for about 3.5 years before I ever even went to college. And starting at the age of, I guess, 16, I moved out on my own into my own apartment and got a job and supported myself. Okay. Yeah, and about 3.5 years later, I went to college. A lot of the people that I went to school with had worked all through high school. They had held a job because I'm in retail and I was actually in supermarket retail in college. That was what I studied. And so a lot of the other people in my same curriculum, not everybody in on campus, but my curriculum, most of them had worked through high school and during college, their college stay, although, if they weren't freshmen, had worked and continued to work in supermarkets. So they all had, been pretty accomplishing pretty things. Well, they'd had a job and they'd been making an income. Most of them lived at home, but at least they were responsible. But I think in terms of maturity, do I want to go out and party all night or don't I? Or do I like to read a book? Or do I do my bills when they're supposed to be done? Do I even know how to do bills? Things like that. I think I was a little bit beyond people.
Well, in hindsight, when you look back on all of those people you went to college with, does it seem to you that they were clear about their goals?
In general, my experience with the general populace at Western Michigan, I guess, is that the goals were not very realistic, if they were there at all, relative to work and a profession and where am I going to be in the next 10 years. I think people are just too busy being children, and children don't really think a lot about that realistically.
How were they like children?
Their priorities, they're setting priorities, things that they needed to do. And but in other words, just there are certain things that everybody has to do in college, okay? Homework, a certain amount of homework, a certain amount of research, a certain amount of cleaning your room or your apartment or whatever you may have, managing your bills and finances, being a responsible driver, all of the things that go along with being a human being when you're in college. I don't think that those things were very well prioritized by a lot of kids because they were too busy just, partying or maybe dreaming about things that weren't ever going to happen, or I don't know how to explain it. Just didn't seem very a lot of the people that were in college just did not seem to have a very realistic grip on life at that time. Now, a lot of the kids that I went to school with in my curriculum did seem to have a very good grip on it because they'd been working. They were going now to school in the same field, being sponsored by the same company that they continued to work for, had been working for at least 4 years. These kids, they were responsible. I mean, they were working. They continued to work. They had goals set. When they graduated, they were going to be an assistant manager. And after that, I mean, they had jobs lined up. They had wages lined up and guaranteed. I mean, they had it together. And all of this was going to happen in their hometown. They'd just go home and start up this whole function once they graduated. So those people were much more realistic because they had something tangible to hold on to look at, to talk about that was real. Whereas these other people would, you can sit there and say, gosh, I'd love to do this, I'd love to do that, and then all of a sudden your major changes. Well, I think I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. I mean, it is good to do that. It's healthy to do that. You have to do that, or you'll never figure out where you're going to go, but it's not that realistic when you're actually saying it. You know what I mean? Until some decisions are made. Nobody made any decisions, they just made a lot of discussion.
Well, when you look back on your
Which
days
you
in
can't
college,
necessarily expect anybody to make decisions at that time either,
right?
but.
If you look back on your days in college, how would you sum up the greatest difficulty you had?
How would I sum up the greatest difficulty? I had. Well, then, I would first have to figure out what my greatest difficulty was.
How did your perception of yourself change as you remained in college, as you continued to study, as you continued to compete, as you continued to learn more about your major and so forth? Did your perceptions change? Or in hindsight, are you aware of any change?
Yes, I definitely think so.
Can you talk about that?
Yes. I don't think anymore. Okay, now I think about I want to be in a job that I like. I mean, I consciously think about that. I want to be working for a company that I respect, that respects me and my values. In other words, training myself, you know, updating myself as far as the industry that I'm in is concerned. You know, continuing to educate, a continuing education for myself as a human being, not just my role as their employee. Okay, so I think a lot about that, working for a company that can think for me and themselves, a quality company. It's less important to me now what everybody else thinks. It's more important to me what I think because I'm the one that has to do it, live with it, and enjoy it. And I want to be sure that I'm, for the most part, enjoying what I'm doing. And there's also another thing. And when I was in college, I think you say, well, you know, I'm not going to put up with this kind of crap. If I run into it at a company, I'll just quit and go find somebody who's going to run it the way I think it should be run. You know, now that's ridiculous. There's certain things, you know, I thought I would never want to work for a large company. Okay, well, I work for Ralston Purina, which is, they're huge. But they, a large company has some things that I don't like, but they also have things that I appreciate very much, training programs that I think are very important. You know, so I think I have a more realistic view now of what life is all about. Let's see, what other goals? I think that I still want to marry, okay, and have children, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen while I work. At least there's going to be a period of time where I'm going to have to stop working.
Well, as a woman, do you see that you were confronted with a conflict there that a man does not have?
Yes. Okay, yes. Yes, because as a woman, I think I've been brought up to feel that, you know, I have a huge responsibility in bringing up a child. I think a man feels that same responsibility, but more in a financial attitude than in a personality attitude. In other words, I feel like as a mother, I should be, I mean, there are certain nurturing things that I need to do for and with my children at home that I owe them. I mean, I need to do that. Whereas I think a father thinks more about, I have got to provide for my child, I've got to provide, you know, they have more of a provisional attitude. Than a, I need to be home and spend a lot of time with my child. That's not usually the attitude that the dad takes. Now, this is before, okay? This is how I was brought up to view things. And I actually believe that. I mean, I really feel that way. I want to spend some time with my kids. I hope that my, well, I hope, I mean, my husband will also spend time with the kids, you know. I mean, I want them to have that action from both parents, you know, that involvement.
Well, do you, because of
and
this,
I don't think the financial burden should be 100% on the husband either. I mean, hopefully there can be a stage where I can get back into work and the husband can maybe do a little bit less on the work side and spend time with the kids, you know?
Well, let's go back to the time that you graduated from high school.
Okay.
You must have had a certain understanding of a pattern to follow, a college, a job, marriage, and a particular order that these things would fall into. Can you remember what that pattern was for you, how you felt about that? What were your expectations? You're finishing up with high school now. What do you expect yourself to do at that point?
I think that the first thing was obviously I was going to go to college. Okay, and as soon as I got on campus, you know, I think that that it was important to get married. Okay, I would have gotten married as soon as I could have, I guess.
Go.
Okay, I think that I wanted to go right into college, and in college meet a potential person to marry because that's the best place you can meet somebody. because there's so many different types of people and all that. Okay. And then be married with a career, go for a while in that range, and then have kids. Take some time off, bring the kids up at an early age, and then get back into work. And work until I drop. No, fit right into my family. Okay. And now, you want to know what is now or what I think now?
Now, has that come true? And if
okay, that if has happened, not happened.
What? All right, now try describe what has happened.
Okay, and what has happened is I was in college. I went through college and almost got married. and decided not to do it. And it was hard because I was going against my dream. You know, do I marry Larry? Don't I? If I don't, God, I'm never going to find it. You know, so I said, no, okay. And I decided not to because he just wasn't the right person, no matter how much I was supposed to get married right then. Okay, so went through college, got a job, and have changed jobs a couple times to finally find the company that's right for me. And now I have a job and I'm 26, so now I'm supposed to be ready to have kids by now, okay? Well, now I'm continuing to look for somebody that I could marry. God, 26 sounds like I'm really a little bit on the behind side. So, yeah, but I've got to find somebody, then get married, then spend time with them, then, you know, have kids.
You were clear about your direction in college. Can you talk a little bit about your understanding of yourself as a person who wanted to work with people? When were you aware of that, how this developed?
Well, I've always enjoyed people. Ever since I've been a child, I like attention, I like to play with people, I love people. And I come from a people-oriented family. And then my first job in my high school years, my first job was in a restaurant where you wait on people and you work with people. And then I was a supervisor right away. You know, I was promoted to a supervisor right away, so then I was training people. And you have to get along with these people or you won't get them to do what they're supposed to do, you know. And so it's, you know, just dealing with people and effectively dealing with people. And I just enjoy that, trying to do that. I think it's interesting because everybody's different. And it's just interesting.
How did that relate to your decision to go to college and study certain subjects?
It would have been a field where I'm dealing with people, a retail establishment, in other words, where you're dealing with customers. Sales, which I'm in right now, I'm dealing with customers. Something to do with people would have been, I find attractive. I still do. And then also, the other thing that I feel about myself is I like the managerial thing. I love to help people nurture themselves, grow as a person. And that started when I was in high school. I mean, I've always been a helpful person. You know, I've just always been encouraged to be helpful. And that has led to trying to help people just above and beyond the normal helping. And so I wanted to be in management, which is you're helping somebody learn something and better themselves and move on and up and this kind of thing. I think that's part of why I like management. I want to be in Ralston's training. I want to lead their training thing, too. So, what I mean?
Okay. You have a clear understanding of what you wanted to do because of your strong interest in working with people. Mm-hmm. When you look back on your peers in college, your fellow students, do you see them as fellow students who had an understanding which was as clear as yours?
No.
Would you talk about that a little bit? Compare yourself and your goals to your other students.
Well, I think that some people... I think it's hard to know yourself unless you've... in high school, this is my perception of people, of kids in high school, are doing everything for everyone else. In other words, you're trying to be something. What does Joey think I look like? You know what I mean? It's very important what everybody else thinks about you, okay? So you've never really done any soul-searching about yourself. You've already, all you've done is soul-searched about what everybody else wants to see and then tried to be that. And when you get into college, you're fresh out. That's all you've done so far. And then all of a sudden you're in college. And now you're supposed to be making decisions. Okay, what do I want to do? And now you're around people that have all kinds of different interests. That's what a college is all about. I mean, they're all different kinds of people, different races and people from different countries and people with different interests and values and morals and everything. And all of a sudden, now you have to be your own person. And by God, a lot of those kids have never been their own person. They don't know where the hell they're going. They don't know who they are. They have no idea who they are. Well, they know who their parents are because they've lived with them. They know what their parents' values are. So a lot of times, they'll either, this is my personal opinion, but a lot of times kids will then, that's where then they'll do what dad did or do what mom does. Or if they have a close knit friends or whatever, then they're still in that high school mode of, well, what are you going to do? Well, what are you going to do? Well, you know, I just don't think I think a lot of kids that get into college are still in the high school mentality, and it's really a hard and brutal switch because all of a sudden they have their own life and they're supposed to be making their own decisions, and their family or parents or whomever may not be there, or a teacher that took them under their wing may not be there anymore, okay, that is, they've been under for 4 years, you know, in high school. So they don't have anybody watching over them anymore, and they're free. And a lot of kids don't. I mean, you put a child free in a candy store, what are they going to do? Tear it apart and get cavities and, you know, get sick because they're, you know, they ate too much candy. And I mean, that's what happens in high school, in college, because most kids are straight out of high school. So it's just an older high school student. It's an older high school mentality.
Do you feel that it would be better for a lot of these students to take a few years off and work before going to college?
I don't even think it would need to be a few years. I think 1 year, like if you just take out a 1 year lease on an apartment, you would get everything you need, but do it in your own hometown or something. I don't know. Of course, I think these kids are going to go nuts wherever they are. I mean, if they're 18 years old, 18 years they've been penned up and haven't been able to do what they've wanted to do. And they've known what they've wanted to do, which is go out and party and test things and, you know, figure out what life's all about, since they've been about 12. Okay, now 6 years later, they're 18 years old. You know, it's been it's too much pent-up activity that they've been waiting to release, I think. You know, and at that point, you know, they are not very well-balanced psychologically in terms of making logical decisions and, you know, what's right for me, what's best for me. They don't think like that. They're just trying to get everything done that they've never been able to do in the last 18 years of living. You know, maybe, and I was going to say, if they take a lease out on an apartment, that's not, I'm not kidding in the sense that it would give them responsibility. They'd have to have a job that would pay for that, you know, but they'd still be home, so if they got kicked out, you know, they'd have a place to go home, but they'd get the feel for what it's all about. Instead of getting kicked out of college, now how the hell are you going to get back into college? And it's not so easy when you get kicked out of a college. Wouldn't you rather just get kicked out of one kind of apartment complex? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You begin again and tell me, begin any way you want, and don't tell me anything you don't want. That's an awful point. I'm ordering you to talk.
Speak to me.
Yeah. Speak to me. If you could begin by saying, kindly, what the university is not doing is, okay. Discuss what you think the university is not
now,
doing.
The university, I think that something that, I hate to say, okay, here's the first problem is, we say the university, and am I talking too loud? Okay, we say the university, okay, but what the university is, it's like saying the student body. Well, this is what the student body should be doing. That's bullshit. Okay, what should Joe and Susan and Ralph be doing? Okay? Okay, well, I think what professors and teachers and TAs should be doing is getting kids involved, okay? Getting students involved in what they're learning. Because, and we were talking about this before, you know, when you get into a situation where there's so much information thrown at you, it's really hard to retain all of it and utilize it. Okay, you're retaining it for the test, And then half of it falls out. Most of it falls out for several reasons. One, you did it. You finally did it. And then you forgot why you did it. You forgot because, well, I'm trying to learn something. No, you did it because you wanted that A. Okay? You didn't do it because you wanted to learn about psychology. Okay, so if you are more involved, if your teacher makes you think, doesn't say, here's a wad of books, go memorize it, okay? But if your teacher says, okay, think with me, respond to this, you know, say something to that. Some of my best courses were teachers that, you know, your homework was done at home, and in the class was all dialogue between everybody, okay? Everybody. And you're talking about, and it doesn't just have to be like a literature course or something like that, okay? Here's an example. In the business school, okay, we used to have a course, I can't even think of the name of it, but you'd go home and you'd read a case study, okay? The name of the course was Problems. You'd read a case study and do all the reading at home, okay? And when you came into class, for 2 hours, we'd sit and talk about how we would handle that problem. It could be where to build a store and why, because there's a marsh and, you know, all this junk. It could be how to handle personnel problems. It could be, what are the goals of the store and what should they be, or what are the objectives of the, I mean, and it the discussion was so there was never the same discussion because there were never the same group of people, and these people were involved. And when I walked out of that classroom, by God, I had something in my mind. I was thinking, what would I do with this? How could I do that? I wasn't memorizing some big piece of paper. The memorization was done when I went home and read the story, okay? But then I was told and demanded to come into class and think about it and discuss it, by God. Don't just think about it. Okay, respond. Give me a response. And there's so many kids, you know, my dad, he's a professor. You know, he has to grab people sometimes literally, although I'm sure he's never done it, and make them respond to him, you know? He never does the same thing in class. Okay, so enough of all this gabbing. What does the university need to do? What do professors need to do? What do teachers need to do? They need to get their students involved, and it is not just up to the professors. It's up to the kids, too. The kids have got to be committed to doing something. By God, this is not, it's not up to the professor to make sure that they are trained. It's their life. I mean, how come it's Professor Allen's job? That's just ridiculous. I mean, that's not fair. And who the hell is my dad to go around and have the responsibility of thousands of kids throughout his career teaching? I mean, that is ridiculous, and that's not fair to him. And it's not fair to the kid who is dumb enough to go home, read the stuff, go back and take a test, and forget all of it. I mean, but at the same time, look at these kids. I mean, they're little high school people. Somebody has to tell them all this stuff, you know? I'm rambling.
Would you mind discussing what your feelings are about the current criticism that college students today are regarded as members of a me generation, that they're much too concerned with making money and not with making a real contribution to society?
I have to say bless you. I do believe that this group of people in school these days are part of a me generation. And I believe that because I think people are more concerned with getting a job that will bring in money. And these days, granted, it is, you need more money these days than you've ever needed before to survive. You know, that's why there are a lot of two people working in a household. But at the same time, I think people are too wrapped up in I need my money than in and don't spend enough time concerned with what contributions they can be making to their society. And I'm not saying that for everybody, but I think overall there just aren't enough selfless people and than there used to be. And or aren't as many as there used to be. And I guess I'm referring to my parents' generation. The conflicts and issues and things that were going on those days People just seemed to put a lot of time, when they had no time or energy, you know, they'd still put a lot of time and energy into causes that they believed were true and right, and improving the standard of living for everybody, and getting equal rights for different groups and peoples. And I just don't see that happening anymore. Just see, the big issue seems to be how much money can we spend on in war, and you know, who's sleeping with who in the politician ring, and I want money. You know, I need to make enough money. It just doesn't seem...
What are the causes of this change?
I don't know. I really don't know. But it's noticeable, and it almost makes those people who are doing things look better, you know? I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, I have a question for you. Let's assume you attain your goals. Does this mean that you will be able to eliminate the tensions and the frustrations of your life? In other words, once you've graduated and you've found the job you want and are married with kids, will you have reached some sort of nirvana? Is it all over at that point?
I think absolutely not. And I think that there is never an end to...
Can you start over and just begin by saying, if I attain my goals and that and that and that, then...
Okay. If I attain my goals in life, in other words, I graduate from college, have a family, kids, and live happily ever after... if I do that, I do not believe that all is done. And I think that it's impossible to reach your, to quote unquote reach your goals, okay? Because all, because a goal is something that, no, I don't think it's impossible, but it's dangerous to believe that you've reached your goal and then that's the end. Because goals are what keep you going in life. I mean, you have to have goals and lots of them, and if you don't have them, what are you striving towards? I mean, why be there? There's no reason to live anymore. I mean, that's a very dangerous thing. I get scared if I ever hear, I would get horrified if I ever heard anybody say that, because then there would be no reason for them to do anything anymore ever, because you've reached everything you could ever perceive yourself as doing. You know, because once, you know, as you're on your way to a goal and it looks like you're going to get it, then all of a sudden you have new goals. I mean, you have new things and new, I mean, you just, it's impossible to reach your goals, I think. And you shouldn't ever be able to reach your goals. And if, as far as work is concerned, if I ever reach my goals, I'm going to look for a new career. Let's put it that way. I mean, you're in the wrong business if you've reached your goals. Because goals should always be updated.
Can you talk briefly about what your goals are now and where you see yourself in a few years?
I hope I see myself married. No, I'm still looking for the right person to share my life with. I don't want to go through life alone. And I have my most important goals, or the goals that I think about the most, are relative to work, things that I would like to achieve in the job that I have right now, long-term goals, short-term goals, and of course, and a family. I really want a family, and I do feel like I'm behind in that area.
Well, as do you feel or foresee a really serious conflict there?
Yes.
In the sense that balance, juggling the family and a career?
Definitely, because I think what's going to happen, it looks like it's going to be a while before I, in fact, have a family, meaning I actually get to the point where I want to have kids, okay? Because if it's just a wife and a husband working, both people working is super. I mean, you almost want it that way, so both people can bring something to the relationship, something new and interesting. But I think what's going to happen is at the age that when I get to the point where I want to have kids, I will be at a point in my career that's pretty darn crucial, because it's going to be a little while, and in a little while, and say in the next 5 to 8 years, I'm going to be sitting real pretty in my work, in my job, hopefully, you know, if everything goes the way it's been going, and I'll be at a point where I can't stop now. I mean, I'll be ready to, I'll be positioning myself to have I'll be positioning myself in such a way that I will be really attaining some long-term goals that are real stretches, you know, and that I'm not going to want to just let go of easily. Not to say I won't, but I mean, I'm sure not going to like it. And it might be hard to come back to if I put them on hold. In other words, if I took some years off and then came back to my work. So I'm sure I'll be in a very, very difficult situation at that point. And here's the perspective. If I would have done things as I would have wished, in other words, graduate, find somebody, be with them for, say, 5 years, and then start a family, I'd sort of be at the beginning of a career. So I wouldn't feel so... I wouldn't feel like I'm giving up so much. But see, the longer I'm in my career, the more I've got, and the more I'll be giving up. Do you know what I mean?